In Puerto Rico, 283 schools are set to be shut down this summertime for good. The closings are expected to save millions of dollars amid the deep economic crisis. But they're raising questions about the future of public education on the island. Donica Couto is reporter for the Associated Press in San Juan, Puerto Rico. She joins us on Skype. Thanks for being here, Donica.
Thank you for having me.
283 more schools closing sounds like a lot. I wonder if you can give us a sense of the scale of the closings, because they follow previous closings.
Sure. Actually, from 2010 to 2015, Puerto Rico closed 150 schools. And then last year, it announced it would close another 167 schools. So this is the largest announcement so far of school closures in recent history. But education officials say that there's been a drop in enrollment of more than 38,700 students since last May. And in addition to that, after Hurricane Maria struck the island in September, there's been an estimated 135,000 families who have left as well.
And those who are leaving since Hurricane Maria, is that because of the condition of the schools or some other reason?
It's a variety of factors. Most of the schools did not have water or power, you know, at least 2 or 3 months after the hurricane hit. And post-hurricane, it's just been very difficult for many people to find another job or to wait, you know, to see if their company was going to reopen.
So are teachers and staff who worked in those schools also leaving?
Some of them have been leaving. There's about 4,700 teachers that remain and that will be affected by these school closures. But the Secretary of Education promises that they will not be laid off. They will instead be transferred to some of the remaining 828 schools that will remain open across the island.
So what happens to the quality of education in those schools that will remain open? And what is the quality of education there like across the board anyway?
It depends. Some schools, as the Secretary of Education has recognized, have very education. Some others, you know, there's been a lack of teachers. There's been a lack of supplies. And so part of the plan is to consolidate these schools and use that money. They expect to save about $14 million and use that money to improve education. In addition to that, the governor recently signed a bill that would create charter school programs as well as private school vouchers.
So that's a big issue there, that the governor wants to create charter schools and school voucher programs. But is there a demand for that on the island?
Not too much by parents. The knee-jerk reaction here is, oh, well, that's privatizing schools. That's putting public funds into private money. How do we know that that's not going to be, you know, end up in corruption, mismanagement? So those are some of the concerns that you hear from parents when you talk to them.
Is there no expectation that some of those who have migrated to the mainland will not come back?
There's a big expectation that those who have left will remain there. Economists here have said, you know, if once families find a job, once they find a place to rent, or if they bought a place and they're stable, that they won't be coming back. I mean, Puerto Rico right now, at nearly 7 months since Hurricane Maria struck, there's still more than 50,000 power customers without electricity. You know, there's still a lot of uncertainty over the economic crisis. They're trying to implement a fiscal plan that the governor and the Financial Oversight Board have not agreed upon. So in many people's minds, especially those who have left, the island is not stable enough yet to come back to.
Getting back to the issue of the governor's push for charter schools in Puerto Rico, is there an organized opposition to that happening?
There's been a handful of protests, and they're growing every week. So far, I think parents are waiting to see which schools will come under the charter schools pilot program. So far, they have not received a list yet. So I think once, you know, the Department of Education releases that list, you'll see, you know, some possibly organized opposition to it.
What's the bigger picture here, Donica? Because since, I mean, obviously the island has been having significant financial trouble. The troubles continue because of Hurricane Maria. Is the plan here to kind of triage the education system? Is it to recast now the education system, even given the lack of students right now? I mean, what's the bigger plan?
Sure. The governor, as part of the bill that he signed, they're overhauling the education system. I mean, the Department of Education here in Puerto Rico has long been known for its bureaucracy, its inefficiency, its inability to handle its resources. You know, teachers have long complained that they've always had to buy their own supplies, that they don't get textbooks, that the books that they do use are at least a decade old. And so part of the overhaul that they're doing, they hope to say that 70% of the budget for the Department of Education will go directly towards schools. So it's, you know, a long way. It's a long process. It'll be a couple of years before, you know, parents believe they'll see any changes. But the plan is to overhaul the Department of Education.
Well, given the different options for that happening and the lack of school-aged children now, because many have migrated from the island to the mainland, I wonder if this is seen as education becoming another casualty, maybe a longer-term casualty of Hurricane Maria, because you can repair the infrastructure, you can repair an electrical grid, but it's harder to repair the educational system. What's the attitude there?
Sure. I think parents are just very distrustful of the government. You know, there's been a couple of changes in recent years, schools closing. If you talk to some parents, they've said that their children have already changed schools twice. And so, you know, they're not happy with that instability. And they also worry the government keeps saying that it's running out of money, that it's unable to pay its debt. And so they wonder really how effective this overhaul will be and how much money will be assigned to it. So they're kind of waiting to see what will happen with the charter school program, the private school vouchers. You know, parents feel that already children in most schools are not getting the education, you know, that they deserve. And they wonder if these changes will bring about, you know, anything positive for the future.
Speaking to us about the closing schools in Puerto Rico, Danica Coto, Associated Press reporter in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you again.